What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Calisthenics Bodybuilding Podcast. This is going to be a quick one today. I wanted to talk about documenting your training. And what I mean by documenting your training, I'm talking about getting documentation of your training by way of video. Always record your training. One of the good ways of the good things about recording your training, getting documentation, is to check your form. Checking your form is really one of the best ways by taking videos is seeing how that's done. And also sharing it. You know, I know a lot of people may not like sharing their training after they document it because it's the expectation of what others may think. And people have to get around that. Of certain exercises, certain moves, the way your, you know, physique may look at the time. Some days the physique may be on, and some days, you know, the physique is going to be off. It just works that way. But when the exercise that you're doing, you want to make sure your form looks good. When you start sharing your content everywhere, a lot of people is going to see it. Some people may not see it, and some people may stumble on it later down the line. And they say, wow, you know, that person's form looks really good. I haven't seen it done like that. When it looks good, we know that some people may document and share their training, and the form's not that great. They're putting it up in hopes that they may have gotten a lot of positive feedback from people because people that they know support them, or some people may just be throwing support their way. It's always good to get positive feedback. It's good to get negative feedback as well. Like, some people may say, hey, you may have to clean up your form. Some people may say, I suggest doing it like this. I suggest adding this. You know, positive and negative criticism is always going to be around. You just have to take it, run with it, and of course, learn from it. You may even look at it yourself and say, man, you know, my form's not that great here. But let me put it up and see what others may say, like get some feedback on it. You know, that's another good way of documenting your training. Documenting your training is one of the best things to do. It's always one of the best things to do. A lot of people will learn from you, especially if you've been around for a long time. For example, myself, like I've been doing calisthenics, bodyweight calisthenics for the past 3 years. And I got a comment yesterday on how did you train your legs with calisthenics. And leg training and calisthenics is something that's not talked about in the calisthenics world. It's something that's not even mentioned. When leg training is done in calisthenics, it's like once in the blue moon, somebody will put up a video on how to train legs. And I think that leg training should be talked about more in the calisthenics community. I know why a lot of people don't train legs in the calisthenics community, because of a lot of the skills that get harder. But when you got people out there saying that this is how you get strong with bodyweight calisthenics, then the legs should be incorporated in that training. Now, legs do get stimulated when you do skills, but I'm talking about training the legs directly. It's something that's not talked about at all, because I know, like I just said, like, it makes the skills harder. It makes certain moves harder, and some guys don't want to mess with leg training because it makes everything harder. You know, of course, it's, you know, you got some pages out there that's all about looking flashy and looking on. But how often or at all is leg training talked about? It's not talked about at all. And I think that it needs to be addressed a lot more. You know, the body should be trained evenly from top to bottom. That's just my opinion. Some people may not agree with it because of what they do. You know, it's the same way with gymnasts. You know, gymnasts don't really train legs because of the skill moves that all they have to do when it comes to the rings and certain other events that they do, Or even just exercise. You ain't even got to be an Olympic gymnast. You can just be really good on rings or just be really good at bodyweight calisthenics as a whole. But just leg training, it has to be, it's not talked about. It's just talked about here and there. And I know there's some people out there that ask, how did you build your legs? It can be done. It's something that's not easy now. It is very hard to do. But incorporating leg training and calisthenics is something that needs to be addressed a lot more, and something that, documentation of getting leg training and calisthenics I need to see a lot more of it. It's something that you barely see at all, so that's what I wanted to throw out there today is document your training and share it. Always document and share your training, because some people, like I said, some people will see it and say, wow, great form. Your form looks good. And that's the feed, that's the comment you'll say back to them, is this is why we document and share, because other people will learn something from people across the world. It gives people inspiration to get go out and train, to actually try certain moves and try certain different exercises, to even get better at them. And something that they've been working at for a while, that they've been having trouble with, someone out there has the answer for it by documenting their training and actually showing it. It's not even about progressions, because I don't believe in progressions at all. I just really believe in doing the move and just getting stronger at it. And then you'll be a lot better at the move. That's just my opinion. I'm not sure if everyone agrees with that, but I know there's some people out there that really believe in progressions. But everyone, document your training. Document and always share. Just share. Positive and negative criticism always going to be there, but always document and share your training. You ain't even got to share it right away, but just document it, watch over it, and check your form. See how your form is and say, I need to work on that. Man, I need to tighten up here a little bit more, And then when it gets really a lot better, still share it so people can give you that feedback and say, hey, positive and negative feedback. All right, everyone, take care. Keep going strong on the journey. Peace.